This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean too, and around the world via the internet, streaming online along with the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world too, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for helping keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what it is you're doing or where it is you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and we've also got our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out. Now, speaking to us right now, live and in living color, is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're ready to tippy-toe around because you've been gasparilla'd out, right?
No, but I was glad to see that there were about 600 boats there, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and very quickly, on Saturday, the Gasparilla Parade floats were lined up. I was over east of 50th Street on 56th Street, and I don't know, I must have been a good 3 miles away from where the parade was going to take place. They had floats lined up all the way up that street, around the corner, and up the side street from where I was at, 3 miles away.
That was good weather for it, too. So.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, well, we're going to talk about John Bolton, because John Bolton, the headline, I'm going to read this headline. Bolton's book alleges Trump tied to investigations. Well, when I take a look at that, and I know it's the New York Times, right away a warning bell goes off in my mind. And then, of course, I went over to Bloomberg. The headline got worse. And then it just kept getting multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. It makes you think that, well, John Bolton has written a book, and he's put a bunch of stuff in there, and he's accusing somebody of something. Now, you go from there, and then we'll go back.
Well, the operative word was alleges.
Yep.
The other thing is, it's a manuscript, and the manuscript on something like this has to go back through approval to National Security Council, White House personnel before it is published. And we're not sure that that process has even been completed.
Correct.
But the manuscript, along with a cover letter, has gone to the White House. Now, from the National Security Council, it appears that there is still a leaking mole at the National Security Council that decided that they were going to tap the New York Times on the shoulder and say, hey, got something here you might want. And the timing of this, interestingly enough, is the night before the Republicans begin in earnest their side of the case in the impeachment trial in the Senate.
Yep.
Okay, so there's a lot of moving parts to all of this. I would just say everybody kind of be calm down here.
Right.
Until we can work out some other facts and details. A lot of times the New York Times doesn't get a lot of things right. They make assertions. Again, this is in a manuscript. A manuscript certainly, when it goes to after it's approved, then it goes to a publisher, and an awful lot of things are edited. So we don't know where we are with this, But the New York Times and somebody in the National Security Council decided to start a fire, and they did.
You're right. And, of course, the key thing to me was when I saw this was the New York Times. And when I did some reading and took a look to see, because it got my attention right away, because I'm thinking of myself just what the average person would say, would, my God, Bolton leaked something. But when you take a look at it and you see what it's all about, what you said is exactly correct. We don't even, and by the way, this has not been published yet. They don't even know who wrote it. I mentioned in the last hour here, or 2 hours ago, rather, with Kyle Warren, he mentioned to me, this could be a ghostwriter that wrote this for all we know. This may not even be Bolton. It may be somebody taking something.
No, it's clearly Bolton because he did submit it with a cover letter to the White House for review and approval.
Okay, but where I was going with all of this is that it hasn't been published. Somebody leaked this. Intentionally.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, while we're at all of this, and we want to see where this is going, this was done, obviously, because we're in the middle of the rebuttal of the Republican Party defending the president on the impeachment charges. So that comes back into play today. They were 3 hours. Was it 3 hours on Saturday, I think? Is that what it was?
Two.
Okay. Now they'll be back today, and I think just because of what happened over the weekend with this Bolton thing, I think they'll take longer.
Well, it's now certainly given some fuel to the House managers and to, you know, the entire Democrat caucus that they're going to stomp their feet and put their hands on their hips and demand witnesses. So we're going to be hearing that all day today. Where we go with witnesses, and if they want one, I think I would allege that we're going to end up with, if one is approved, then one won't do it. I will tell you we're going to end up with 30 or 40 or 50, 60 witnesses.
Well, I was going to say if they want one, they'll want 100.
Well, I know I want about 200. Okay. I already have a list. I made the list out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I you were going to send me that too, but I haven't seen it, but that's okay. And again, where this is going to go is they're hoping that public opinion will, well, here comes the music, so we'll get back to that when we come back. But anyway, I want to continue that thought with Denise Simon when we do come back, because we're going to close up the discussion about Mr. Bolton. But again, it's not what you think it is. Be careful of the headline and don't read anything into it. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, sir, you are. That was Mike Gallagher, my buddy, right around the corner from where I'm at here when he does his show live and in living color from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. You can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on that USCCA logo, which stands for United States Concealed Carry Association, and till the end of the month, which is just a few days away, you've got a chance to not only win the free gun a day giveaway, but ladies and gentlemen, you'll also get 1 year's supply of ammunition for that gun, whatever it is that you win. So it's not just a gun, it's 1 year's supply of ammunition too. So go over to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link on the right side tab bar there, and take a chance on winning the gun, because we want to announce somebody on this show for winning it. There's people have been that have won things here, but it's not been the gun. It's been other things they've given away, like the training package or something like that. But after you sign up for the free gun, you can check out the membership that's there, and they've got three levels of membership. And should you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA to go along with it, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. Lots of great stuff in there every month. A lot of different things to help you out. All different areas of outdoor sportsmanship, including hunting and fishing and camping and RVing and all that stuff. Concealed Carry magazine. Okay. Now, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
The coronavirus is on the move. We now have got officially 5 reported cases in the United States. I believe the last one was in Los Angeles, California.
I'm not sure. I do know that we have some reported cases here, but as best I can tell, this thing's got about a 2-week incubation period. So all of the controls that we're supposed to have on airline travel, I think may have been a little on the late side, but I'm not blaming anybody because of the incubation period. But I will say that whatever we're hearing out of China, just don't believe it. We can't. You know, they control their own media too, and so whatever they're saying or whatever I think is out there, just consider it's probably worse, and by whatever factor I cannot estimate. But for transportation to essentially be shut down in China, tourist vacation spots in China are shut down. World Health Organization is not saying too much right now. I think they probably need to have another emergency meeting. It's deadly because people are not treating it. They're just treating it, I think, necessarily as a cold and not seeking the medical help that they should be having.
Uh-huh.
Because some others are getting the message and they are being treated. If people don't have to die at this, but because of what is happening in China, everybody is overwhelmed, not enough doctors, not enough medical supplies, not enough bed space, all that, it's manifested the problem. So,
Okay.
Watch the stocks today. I don't think the stocks are going to do well, because I think there's just this panic going on. And necessarily rightly so.
Okay, well, we've got a caller here, and I believe it's Ian. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, I got 2 points. I agree with what you just said about China. You can't believe a word they're saying. It's a communist dictatorship with, what, 1.5 billion or some kind of population? Listen, they can lose 2 million, 3 million, and they're like, yeah, they're shrugging at it. We lose right. 2 million, 3 million, it's going to be catastrophic. In the final analysis, their leadership doesn't care if people around the world die, as long as they live. I hate to put it that way.
That's right.
But another thing is, with the impeachment thing, it's pretty clear they're doing the Kavanaugh model.
Yes.
M.O. They're going to be pulling stuff out of their backside up to the last minute on this. And also, don't believe the lie that the Democrats didn't want to do this. There was some kind of split. Pelosi didn't want to do this. She's being held hostage by her far-left base. Pelosi is the far-left base.
Yeah.
The entire Democrat Party wants this. From the rank-and-file Democrat crazies up to the top leadership, they're unified. And this thing they're putting out that they didn't want this, they want this to end, they're being held hostage, that's just propaganda and diversion from the roofs. Their whole party's united on this. And they're trying to get to these four weak-kneed Republicans. And believe it or not, the Democrats are going to be brazen enough to try to call witnesses their witnesses, and still they're not going to let the Republicans call witnesses. They're going to actually try to go away and get away with calling witnesses for them, the Democrats, and won't allow the Republicans to call witnesses.
Right.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Ian. Okay, and Denise, hang on because we got our other favorite caller. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Hello, Captain Denise.
Morning.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Go ahead.
If I was Trump, I would automatically say, put a 2-week quarantine on anybody coming into this country. In other words, they can't come into this country unless they go into quarantine for 2 weeks, and they need to shut down entries to this country from the other side of the world. That's all I got to say. Bye.
Okay, well, I don't disagree with them there. However, I'd be a little bit more specific. Anybody coming in from what, Southeast Asia?
Yeah, see, the thing is that, you know, somebody can fly from Guangzhou to
Paris,
Taiwan. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll have to be a little bit more specific. But if there are itinerary shows, then how would we do that? We'd have to know, where they came from to begin with, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's not, and the burden, interestingly enough, is really on the airline carrier. That's where the burden is. I mean, the airline carriers are the ones that have to go through all of the passenger tickets and go backwards, so it's a mess.
I'm sorry for laughing, but Eric from Seminole just sent a message to the chat room. He said, good morning, everyone. I hear the Democrats are going to bring in John Bolton with his escorts of Russian bears riding unicycles.
Okay.
All right. Well, back to where we were at there. So the... the coronavirus, I know it's got the attention of the CDC, and we've been told by the CDC not to worry. They're on top of it. They're this, they're that. But, you know, it seems to me that they probably got their horns up, if you will, taking some extra precautions somewhere, wouldn't you think?
There's a lot of moving parts to all this. The CDC is on top of it, but you can't, you know, you don't know what people's movements and actions and decisions are. So, doesn't necessarily mean that they know that they're not supposed to do this or they're supposed to do that or they're supposed to call here. You know, I mean, we're talking about a worldwide thing. I mean, people move and they move in various forms. So, we don't know what China is telling their people. We don't know what the World Health Organization is saying to China. We don't know what China is saying to them. We don't know what China is saying to us. So, what a mess.
All right, well, hang on a second. We got just another one more caller. Okay, is this Mel?
Yes, good morning, Captain.
You got about 30 seconds because we're coming up on a hard break here, but go ahead.
I'd like to ask Denise, how might this fall into the realm of biological warfare, China, on the United States?
All right, thank you. And biological warfare, now that's a thought that entered my mind.
Well, that's interesting because I was asked that same question yesterday by somebody, can this be weaponized? And the answer to that is yes. You can have any kind of virus that is, in fact, weaponized. I hate to even kind of have that discussion, but I appreciate the question, and I think that applies some strategic thinking on the part of Mel, so hot tip for that. But, yes, it is bad juju for that.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all, and the thought has crossed my mind. Now, the other thing is, and I'll just finish our segment with this, they had the Grammys last night. I didn't watch. You didn't watch, right?
No, I'm watching the Australian Open. I don't care about the Grammys.
Well, lo and behold, little old Michelle Obama won a Grammy Award for I don't know what, but she joins her husband Barack. The two of them have each got a Grammy. Good God. Well, I guess hell froze over, huh?
I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't. I was over in Melbourne watching the tennis, which I'm doing right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't even. Okay, well, good. I don't even know what the heck was going on. By the way, Melbourne, that's where the fires are, isn't it?
About 200 miles away.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Thanks a lot, and have a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. When we come back, we will take another look at our military and veterans news report. We'll go this time with the news coming out of the military. So don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Authorities say 9 people were on board a helicopter that crashed in Southern California with retired L.A. Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter among those killed. L.A. County Fire Chief Daryl Osby says the chopper crashed in Calabasas.
We had one helicopter flying to the incident with firefighter paramedics on board. Those paramedics were hoisted down to the incident. Early into the incident, they did a search of the area for survivors. Unfortunately, all the survivors on board were determined to have been perished.
NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says Bryant was a gift.
He was an incredible athlete and a leader in a lot of ways. He inspired a whole generation of young athletes.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this is our second Military and Veterans News segment of the morning. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about where they're at and what they do right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. Because to find out more, go to naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know more and more of the young people out there are not headed straight off to college from high school. I know a lot of you getting out of the military aren't sure what you want to do. Maybe you want to change your career because your MOS isn't exactly what you wanted to do to begin with. It's all good, because now I'm going to tell you about a technical school that will teach you a trade that will pay you a lot more than what you thought you were going to get by going to that high school VOTEC school. Because what they didn't tell you,
is that if it's a union job, guess what? You're going to start out as an apprentice, and you're going to start out as an 80 percenter, not 100 percent of the pay. So if the pay is $12 an hour, you're going to get $9.60. If it's 15, you're going to get 12, so on and so forth. That's the way it works. And a lot of the specialty occupations, a lot of the skilled occupations, that's the way it is. Again, because they're union jobs. So I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, they can be found online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Keep in mind, once you get the training and the certification and your FAA certification as an aviation maintenance tech, you will make around $60,000 a year to start, or more, depending strictly on your God-given ability and whether or not you want to work. Because the work is there, the money is there, for those that get properly trained and certified. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour by calling 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. So, the website again, naa.edu, or 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Well, we've got some good news coming out right now. The Army has kicked off a new way to pick their critical commanders. Not to be outdone, not to be outthought, the Army has found a new wholesale method for measuring the leadership potential of more than 800 mid-career officers to see if they have what it takes to command a battalion of soldiers. And we'll see how that works out in the days and weeks to come ahead, because there's going to be a lot of people filling vacancies, guys retiring, guys and gals retiring, and people taking their place. Now, if you ask the Army chief, the new Battalion Commander Assessment Program, known as the BCAP, is comparable to the National Football League Combine. And so far, things are going along quite nicely. So far, it's working. So we'll see how that works out. Now, the Army has issued a brand new 200-page handbook for general officers and judge advocates in the service, as it looks to update a more than 60-year-old guide for ground pounders that may find themselves wading through the complex wade of rules and regulations. Gotta love them. By the way, Navy cryptologists are urging the service to name a destroyer after Shannon Kent. She's a Navy cryptologist who was killed in Syria. And a group of Navy cryptologists urging the Navy to name a destroyer after senior chief cryptologist technician Shannon Kent. You might remember she was killed back on January the 16th, 2019. Also, the destroyer Zumwalt and her stealthy design to them has been going through a lot of rough seas lately, and I do mean rough, stormy seas. And after years of stability questions about the hull design for the U.S. Navy's new three-ship class of stealth destroyers, the commanding officer of the lead ship, the USS Zumwalt, is 100% satisfied. He said it not only handles the seas well, if not better, than previous classes of service combatants that he has served aboard. So, that being said, watch and see if we don't have another two or three of the Zumwalt class vessels being built. Now, moving along, the Air Force and their new F-22 demo pilot introduced Major Joshua Gunderson as the newest pilot of the F-22 Raptor demonstration team. code name Cabo, C-A-B-O, Cabo. We'll see what he does as he puts the F-22 through its paces. In addition, the medical group at the Yokota Air Base in Japan is warning U.S. military personnel to be aware of symptoms of the deadly virus originating from Wuhan, China, after a case was reported in a nearby town home to the Yokosuka Naval Base, the Naval Air Facility, and the U.S. Army's Camp Zama. So it's over in Japan, and they're warning our military to be careful. Now, a 25-year-old Marine veteran faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted on a federal firearms charge after officials said he tried to enter the Coast Guard Training Center in Cape May, New Jersey, with multiple firearms, including an illegally modified to fully automatic AK-47. Luckily, whatever it was he was going to do was thwarted because they caught him red-handed with the weapons. Now, you might know that we lost three firefighters in Australia last week that were there helping the Australians fight the fires. Well, one of them was a pilot from the Montana Air National Guard, one of the three American firefighters killed when that Canadian firefighting company C-130 crashed. Don't know what happened yet. Don't know what they're going to do. But you'll be hearing more about that investigation as things roll along. And I know that everybody in the fire service, their thoughts and prayers go along to the families of those three flying firefighters, as well as other parts of the country. Because they're just like us that do the structure battling down on the ground. I mean, they do the same thing, but they do it from the air. And don't say it's not dangerous to be up there in an aircraft dropping chemicals either. It is. By the way, the Polish defense minister said that this week Poland will finalize the deal on the purchase of the F-35 Lightning II fighter jets that they're going to buy from the United States. That's good news for the defense industry again. And for the first time in 11 years, the Army's attempt to replace the 1980s vintage M2 Bradley tank ran afoul of the age-old trade-off between armor and mobility. This, according to several knowledgeable sources who talked about it. Now, what they're doing now, again, is they're updating the Bradley temporarily anyway, until they see where it is they're going to go. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But that's good news about the Polish F-35A deal. Sure is. Good news. It's worth about $4 billion. Alrighty. We'll be back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back with us. So don't go anywhere. We shall return. Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment brought to you by our friends at Mixon's Fruit Farm. And inside Mixon's Fruit Farm is a place called Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And I call it the hidden gem of Bradenton. Because here's the deal, okay? If you have got one of those tourist books and you're down here from the Northland or wherever you're from the Florida Tourist Bureau or any one of the local county tourist bureaus, you will see in there, listed in Bradenton, Mixon's Fruit Farm. Well, what they don't tell you about is what's inside when it comes to the Mixon's Groveside Cafe. If you like good sandwiches, if you like homemade chili, if you like homemade soups, if you like good bread, if you like fresh salads, they got it all. Check them out. 2525 27th Street, South Bradenton, Florida. They're open for brunch, for lunch, and an afternoon snack. So guess what? That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit Farm. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. If you want to call ahead for an order or for reservations, for make sure you got a table, 941-748-5829. The number again, 941-748-5829. Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Tell them the captain sent you. You will not be disappointed. And I'll be there next week on Thursday for our Have Lunch with the Captain First Thursday series. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Hey, what would you say if I told you the big winner last night at the Grammys was Michelle Obama?
I thought it was Billie Eilish won like 5 or 6 awards there. But I know she won.
No, it was. You're right. That's who it was. But they're making a big deal over the fact that Michelle Obama joined Barack with a Grammy.
For reading her audiobook? Was that it?
Yep.
Oh, they actually give a Grammy for reading a book. How come Mr. Rogers used to read books all the time? Did he ever win one?
No, because he was a conservative, and he served in the military. Remember World War II?
What are you going to do, Matt? You know, it is what it is. Yeah, I really don't pay attention to any of these awards ever. I really don't.
Yeah, well, here's what it's leading up to, Chris. Mark my words and put it on the calendar today. Barack and Michelle are going to share an Oscar from the Academy Awards. Watch and see.
Although, they did some documentary, didn't they, or something?
Yes,
like that?
And they're nominated for it.
Of course. I mean, it goes without saying. I mean, they could do anything for crying out loud. Barack Obama could go and he could play 30 seconds in an NBA basketball game, hit a foul shot, and he'd be nominated for MVP. How it goes.
Yeah. By the way, it seems that Prince William has received a new title over there. The royals have given him a new title now that Harry has gone.
Oh, William. Okay. So he can't really get much higher. He's third in line, isn't he?
Right.
Or second in line.
Right.
Second in line.
Second.
Listen, they like their titles over there. I don't know exactly what it means. I could give myself a title too. Does it mean anything? I don't know.
You can be the Earl of Wall Street instead of the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Matt, you understand. You lived around the New York metropolitan area.
I have.
We give each other titles all the time, except for things that, we get upset about. And, we can't talk about those stuff on the air. It's, kind of a Long Island thing. So
I know, but
we got titles here, too, just a little differently.
Yeah, but they just called me Captain because everybody knew me as Captain, or they called me Cap, so there you go. By the way, I got a little, got to get this in here real quick. We're getting a road report from Catwoman and Road Dog. You truckers over there on I-35, if you're northbound, coming out of Laredo, 7 miles north of Encinal, Texas, the northbound lanes are closed down due to a serious accident. That's I-35 northbound, 7 miles north of Encinal, Texas, that's coming out of Laredo. All right, thanks, and thanks, Catwoman and Road Dog, for doing that. Now, the other thing is, the Fox News poll has said that we have the best economy in 2 decades. That's what the majority of the people over there say, by an overwhelming majority.
Yeah, the same polls also, which is weird, saying all sorts of things that the president's going to get his butt kicked by any of the 2020s, which, again, a lot of these polls, especially when it comes to politics, you got to throw them out the window.
Sure.
They don't translate. They don't make any sense.
Sure.
So they don't make sense. I don't pay attention to them. I do. I mean, I don't need a poll to tell me in regards to what's going on in this country and what's going on in this economy. You really don't need a poll. You can just take a good look around.
Well, let's take a look at Europe and the European markets, and in particular the United Kingdom, because the United Kingdom is concerned, but they're playing down this virus thing, and they're also playing down the concerns over Huawei and the tax spats with the United States about the U.S. is going to, if they don't make a deal, they're going to charge them a tariff on their vehicles.
Listen, as far as this, what's going on in China with this virus, it's something to be, something to be taken very, very seriously.
Yes, sir.
Why I'm concerned is because, we don't really have much information coming out. We don't, in regards to who this what concerns me the most is, who are the people that are getting affected by this virus? Are the people that are dying? Are they people that tend to be older, and more susceptible to, diseases that affect the respiratory system? Or is it, does it matter? Is it equally as deadly across the board? When you quarantine as many people as China has in a certain period of time, there's obviously a serious concern. Not to mention the fact that they did it over Christmas. their Christmas, not our. I mean, the Lunar New Year's their Christmas over there. So there's going to be a big hit to their economy as well. So yeah, this is something that I would definitely be concerned with, and we're something that we're most certainly watching.
Now, I'm going to run something by you that might edumacate you a little bit. That's a fancy word, edumacate. So if the F-35 is the new NATO platform for military aircraft, and many of the countries within NATO have adopted this new aircraft, which is produced by the American manufacturer Lockheed Martin, is this part of President Trump's assertions that more countries need to kick in more and pay their fair share of NATO? This is one way to do it, isn't it?
Matt, they can adopt the Starship Enterprise. They still have to buy the planes. And the German army was training with wooden guns that weren't real recently.
I remember.
They have to buy them first. I mean, we can make any standard, but they have to buy. None of that. They got to train their officers to fly that plane. To just jump in and go from one to the next. So they're going to have to learn how to fly the thing as well. And I'm not a big believer that they're going to go ahead, they're going to spend that type of money. I just don't believe it. I think the probably turnover was the other thing, that Eurofighter that they liked as well, that they've been using for a while. It's not an inexpensive plane by any stretch.
Now, with Brexit just a few days away, folks in the United Kingdom are divided on whether or not they should celebrate their break from Brexit or whether or not they need to cry real tears.
Cry what? I mean, what they need to do is they need to start signing trade deals that are favorable to their people. And then not only that, you're gonna see other European companies say, well, I could be doing business in Germany and get this deal, or I can move my business to the UK and get a much better deal. It'd be a situation where if they play their cards right, it's going to work almost like companies moving from the north to the south here in the United States. I know they're two separate entities. I don't remember EU, but you could still set up shop somewhere else. I think it gives them a distinct advantage, kind of like Switzerland.
Now, finally, we've had a lot of problems in the past with solar. People have done a lot of things to rip off and go bankrupt after they got big money and all that. But solar scammers have now pled guilty after bilking Berkshire Hathaway investments.
With some of their Berkshire Hathaway properties, I'm not familiar with
yes.
the story. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Well, Berkshire Hathaway has a big real estate arm as well, as many people know. Again, I don't know who they sold over there in regards to trying to, put these things on the roofs of houses and make them feel like that they're efficient. But they're just not. You gotta play the numbers first. You gotta understand what you're investing in and who's making the product and how long it takes to pay this thing off. It's a numbers game, and the numbers, more often than not, just don't work out.
Yeah, and get used to it. Here comes the music. But right now, number one, number two, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders in most of the polls.
Yeah, we'll see. What we got? Iowa coming up in a week or so?
That's right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Alrighty, I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
Alright, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and we'll be right back with Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. And he's got a lot to say because we were talking yesterday about what was going on. We're going to get into, from a first responder, this Kobe Bryant stuff. We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.